Welcome back to my Y2K diary. 8:37 PM. Have rallied Sarah and Nikita for support. Tegan: guys, I have some goss. Nikita: ooh, spill. Sarah: yeah, spill the beans. Tegan: so I spoke to Nico in IT. I got Danny's number for you, Nix. But before I could even get to that, he said we were drinking at Snap. Sarah: eh? We were drinking Coke, if that's what he means. Nikita: thanks for getting the number, but yeah, what's he on about? We weren't drinking. Tegan: precisely. So I asked him where he got his info, and it turns out Danielle was telling him and a load of other guys in their form that we had snuck WKDs in with us. Sarah: as if. Why is she telling people that? That's so bad. What if it got back to a teacher or something? Then we'd be in massive trouble. Nikita: is she thick? There's no way you can even smuggle booze in. They search your bags before you go in. Sarah: well, exactly. But now everyone's going to think we're alkies. Nikita: no, they're not. If anything, it just gives us more street cred. But it is weird that she made that up. Tegan: exactly. It's not the worst rumour to have going around about us, I guess. But it's just so weird she lied. Nikita: yeah, but like you say, I don't mind if people think we're cool enough to smuggle booze in, lol. Tegan: well, to be honest, I did tell Nico the truth. Nikita: what? That's even worse. Sarah: no, it's not. You did the right thing, Teagues. Let him know how much of a dirty little liar Danielle is. Nikita: I guess she did bring this on herself. At that moment, Danielle signed in to MSN. Sarah: speak of the devil. Tegan: should I say something to her? Sarah: if you don't, I will. I opened up a new conversation with Danielle. Tegan: hey, Dee. Danielle: hey, Teagues, what are you up to? Tegan: NM, I actually wanted to ask you something. Danielle: fire away. Tegan: did you tell Nico and some other guys that we were drinking at Snap? She then started typing slash not typing for about 5 minutes, which in MSN terms is as good as saying you're guilty. Danielle: oh God, it was so awkward, Teagues. We were talking about Snap and Nico was laughing about you having that tissue hanging out your armpit, and the boys were saying you must have stuffed your bra, so I made up that we were all drunk as a way of covering it up. I'm so sorry, it was all I could think of. My heart dropped into my stomach. Tegan: are you serious? Danielle: yes, I'm so sorry I didn't tell you sooner. I really was just trying to cover for you. Tegan: okay, well, thank you. I'm going to have an early night. I shut my laptop and came straight to bed. Now all I can think about is Nico and Sean the Shoe laughing at me. I feel physically sick. Chapter 3, July. Monday, 20th of July, IT, 1:21 PM. It's the last week of term, which means basically every lesson is going to be a DOS. We officially break up on Wednesday. I can't wait for all the Year 11 pranks. When it was Kai's year, they somehow let two chickens loose around the school, but the best part was they labelled them 1 and 3, so the teachers spent hours trying to find 2, which didn't exist. Honestly, whoever came up with that deserves a Nobel Prize. Seeing as Mr. Van Heerden's lessons are a DOS all year round, this week is definitely no exception. Sean the Shoe and Nico are on the other side of the room. I haven't made an effort with them, or any boys for that matter, since the revelations about the Monday after Snap. If what Danielle said is to be believed, then clearly none of these boys could be trusted and are simply not worthy of going out with someone of my calibre. Unless Nico were to approach me, of course, then I would absolutely speak to him. Ugh, he's so fair. Right, stop staring. Focus. We're having a sleepover this weekend for Danielle's birthday. Danielle said she can't have it at her house because her mum's new bloke Gary is always sniffing about and is a general nightmare to be around. I must say, I've not been in a rush to return to Danielle's house since the last time we were there. So instead, Maisie said she could host it on her behalf. It's going to be so much fun. It'll also be a great send-off before I spend a whole 2 weeks in France. I'm getting a bit stressed about it now, to be honest. I'm spending 2 weeks on a campsite with my cousin Leonie, my aunt Natalie, aka Nat, and all of their mates. Leonie and I always have a fun time on holiday when we're with our family, but it's only just starting to sink in that we're going to be with their friends, aka vis-a-vis is going to be totally French-speaking 24/7. I do always get A's in French, but what if I struggle to keep up in real life? This is the thing with Dad's side of the family. We're quite an international bunch. My dad, and his family, moved to France when he was 9, but he moved back to the UK when he was 16 to do English A-levels and go to an English university, where he met Mum. Dad's the eldest of 4, though, and the others all scattered about too. One of his brothers is in New Jersey in America. So cool. His other brother is in the French West Indies in the Caribbean, and his sister is in Belgium. My grandparents never left France, and they still live out there, so every summer we usually all convene at their house. This year, though, I'm going to hang out with Leonie and her mum and all their mates on some random campsite on an island called the Île de Ré, just off the coast of La Rochelle. Leonie's dad is the one in the French West Indies, which means she actually lives in the Caribbean. How cool is that? Her mum is French and met my uncle in Paris, and they decided to move to the Caribbean on a whim. They split up when Leonie was a baby, though, and despite both living on the island for Leonie's childhood, her mum has recently decided to move back to France. Leonie's spending the whole summer with her and said I could join them for some of it. At the time, I thought it was going to be a cool idea, but now I'm a little worried that I'm going to be left out. Oh, crap, Van Heerden's coming around to actually check our work. I need to work out how to make the computer seem broken so I have an excuse. Wednesday, 22nd of July, the attic at Marlow Towers, 7:14 p.m. School's out for summer. Woohoo, that's it. Year 8 is officially over. The Year 11 pranks definitely weren't as good as Kai's year. They just squirted silly string all over everything. Still amusing nonetheless, especially watching Miss Paulson trying to get it all off her car. I also managed to do some damage control via Scott in RE, as well as gain some vital intel. I went straight for the jugular. Scott, Tegan, before we break up for the summer, I need to address some rumours that have been going around. You what? I've heard there's been some speculations made about last Friday night. All right, what's that? Apparently there have been accusations of underage drinking and bra stuffing, and I just wanted to set the record straight. Right. We weren't drinking, nor did I stuff my bra. Danielle made all that up. He looked completely nonplussed. Okay, I mean, we did think it was a bit unlike you to be drinking. Nico said you seemed fine. Did he say anything else about the night? No, just that he had a good time. I think his mate Danny certainly had a good time in Nikita. He laughed. Indeed, but anything about me? No, why? You fancy him? Oh my God, no, I said, painfully aware of the fact that my cheeks were starting to resemble a postbox. That's a shame. I think you'd suit. Really? Yeah, you'd be cute together. I laughed, as if. Jenny Simpson then chose that exact moment to scream like a banshee because a wasp had come in through the open window and landed on her head. The whole class then became distracted and the conversation was over. But still, much to consider. Was Scott's opinion based on something Nico had said, or purely just an observation that he'd made? And why did this have to happen on the last day of school? Thursday, 23rd of July, the living room, 4:13 p.m. Spending the first day of the summer holidays living the high life, working on my sketches and watching more My Super Sweet 16. It's a boy this episode, which is quite rare. Bobby, whose party is Hollywood themed and named Bobbywood. He obviously has a life-size sculpture of himself waiting on arrival. Oh, to be a rich American teen. I've decided the main plot for my comic strip is going to be that Eden, the eco-friendly protagonist, live next to a nature reserve, but the local council are trying to bulldoze it all and build flats on it, so her and her friends protest and win. That's the general idea. Oh God, is it all a bit cringe? Am I too old to be doing this sort of thing now? I used to love writing and illustrating stories when I was younger, but I feel like I should probably have moved on from that now. Although I suppose Mum hasn't. She is a bit of an enigma though. We once went to an IKEA and she spent an hour in the kids section because, and I quote, I'm just really into farms at the moment. Friday, 24th of July, the attic at Marlow Towers, 4:17 p.m. It's official. I'm back in there with Nico. I popped into town earlier to pick up a present and a card for Danielle. Mum gave me a bit of money, so I got her some nice earrings from Claire's and a Tatty Teddy card. When I was walking out of WH Smith, though, who should I bump into? The boy himself. You all right, Teagues? I instantly started sweating. Honestly, my underarms have been like a tap recently. Is this just a normal puberty thing, or something I should get seen to? We'll check later. Yeah, good, thanks. Fancy seeing you here, I said, in the most casual way I could muster. I'm just getting a card for my mum. It's her birthday tomorrow. Oh, no way, it's Danielle's too. I was just getting her a card. He laughed. Small world. I'm crap at buying cards, though. I never know what to get. Want some help? I offered. We spent about 10 minutes perusing all the cards and laughing at all the cringy ones. At one point, I suggested one with a donkey on it that says, sorry I've been an arse. He was cracking up. Huzzah! After I'd helped him find a suitable card, we were walking out of the shopping centre when we saw Scott and Sean the Shoe through the window at McDonald's. They teased us for ages, asking if we'd just been on a date, and Nico seemed to protest a bit too much. He defo blushed. We sat with them for a while and got some food, then had such a laugh messing about in the kids' play area. At one point, we were crawling through one of the little tunnels, and Nico abruptly turned round. His hand slid over mine, and there was a split second where it felt like the world had completely stopped rotating on its axis, but I don't think he even noticed. Teenage boys are so pathetically unaware of life's poetic moments. Once all the fun was over, Scott said he was having a party next weekend and invited me. Unfortunately, I had to decline due to my being in France, but hopefully that made me sound sophisticated and continental. Maisie's bathroom, 10:49 p.m. Danielle's birthday sleepover is going well. It was nice of Maisie to host on her behalf. She's like Brighton in the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest. Danielle seemed to like her earrings, a pair of Diamante D's. We ordered a Domino's and then Maisie's parents brought out a cake for Danielle, which was so nice of them. I could tell it was the good stuff from Waitrose. Once we'd digested, we played on the Wii. Maisie got Wii Sports last Christmas and it's so fun. I'd like a Wii, but our TV is so crap and small, there'd be no point. In fact, it's probably too old to even connect a Wii to. God, my parents are so stuck in the past. Why can't we have a flat screen like everyone else? Maisie's parents have said we need to start settling down for bed now, so I thought I'd slip in here and update. And brush my teeth. I'm not a minger. After Wii Sports, we decided to play the timeless sleepover classic, Truth or Dare. When it was Nikita's go, she chose Truth, and Sarah asked her to choose between Danny and Bryce. She said Bryce. She said the chat hasn't been great over text, and he's been crap at replying. It's fine, though. I don't need him. In fact, things have heated up a little with Bryce. What's happened? Said Sarah, immediately assuming something bad. Nothing really, said Nikita, but I could tell she was doing that thing she does where she keeps her tone of voice light-hearted to try and cover up what's really going on. We spoke on MSN last night. And, said Danielle. Did you go on webcam? Said Louise. Yeah, and it was all fine. Like, he was topless, but that's normal because it's a million degrees in Florida. I mean, I certainly wasn't complaining. I don't like where this is going, said Sarah. It was fine. He just said I should join him in the shirtless lifestyle. Did you do it? I asked. Only to my bra. I'm not an idiot. Oh my God, I can't believe you did that, said Sarah. You know he could have taken a screenshot and sent that round to half of America by now. Oh, relax, said Nikita, as if he would do that. What would he have to gain from it? He could have definitely sent it to his mates at least, said Louise. What kind of bra was it? Maisie asked. Nikita pulled her phone out, an orange and white Sony Ericsson Walkman. It's cool, but nothing on my beautiful pink Nokia. And showed a picture she'd snapped in her bedroom mirror. My jaw dropped. It was a black bra with lace around the edges. Nothing like my sad ones that Mum got me from M&S. I'm so jealous that you actually have boobs, I said. I could never wear something like that. Same, said Danielle wistfully. Of course you can, said Maisie. I'm as flat-chested as they come, but it doesn't stop me. This led to us scampering up to Maisie's bedroom to peruse her extensive collection of vintage lingerie. She said she bought it on Brick Lane in London with her older sister. I obviously don't really wear it, but it's good to have when I have a boyfriend one day, she told us. We all oohed and aahed. Oh, crap, someone's knocking on the door. G2G. Saturday, 25th of July, the attic at Marlow Towers, 2:43 p.m. The rest of the sleepover passed in the usual way. We got into our pyjamas, brushed our teeth, then spent the next few hours talking absolute shite before moving the chat to Nintendo DS Picto Chat. I must say, though, I have woken up today feeling rather inadequate. Nikita's kissing boys in discos and having steamy webcam chats with an American guy. Maisie's shopping for lingerie in London, and I'm drawing stupid sketches for a comic strip that will never be published and obsessing over a boy who'll probably never like me. I am an utterly tragic case. Perhaps these 2 weeks in France will be good for me. I need a break from all the madness. Speaking of which, I urgently need to pack. I'm flying tomorrow and I have no idea what to take. What does one wear on a French campsite with a bunch of locals? Leonie always looks effortlessly cool no matter what she wears, but then again, she is French. She will always be cooler than me by default. I bet she has nice underwear.